station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, September 9th.
We're back.
We're back. Here to entertain you and to take care of your needs.
Here to take care of your needs.
Your entertainment needs at any point.
Oh, okay, there we go. Thanks for clarifying that. So I'm like, whoa, I didn't know I signed up for this.
No, I'm just clarifying, you know.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, entertainment needs.
Yes, yes. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you, Mia?
I am fantastic. See, and yeah. Now you'll listen through throughout the next season or so, because it's now football season.
Yeah.
Yay! Uh-huh. So my weeks are determined.
Oh, I see. Okay.
By Sunday. Also, one thing you probably notice on most Mondays, my voice is going to sound a little bit more squeaky and gone than usual from all the yelling I do at the TV.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yes. Yes. Wow. I am just absolutely ecstatic. Yesterday was the, first, real football Sunday of the NFL season.
Yeah.
And
how did Chicago
my
do?
Bears won.
Oh, wow.
Against
that's why you're
Bengals.
Feeling good. Okay.
Yes. And also, on an even higher note, the Packers lost to San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, so is that like your big adversary and stuff?
Oh, my gosh. The Bears-Packers are like probably the biggest rivals in NFL history.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, what I grew up knowing.
Yeah.
We're, so close in states.
Yeah.
Between,
Illinois
and Wisconsin.
I know everybody hates the Packers, I mean, you have the Vikings also, right? They're probably like big rivals of them,
right,
too.
Right. Yeah, that too. But, I grew up, having that huge hate for the Packers.
Yeah. They used to be a legendary team. I don't know how they've been doing lately, I haven't watched football. But,
It was a good game. It was a close game. But even the Bears, right out the gate, we were like, touchdown, boom, awesome, we got this. And then, Cincinnati scored a couple touchdowns, and I was kind of sweating there for a minute. I'm like, oh, my gosh, could this really be happening? I thought we had this one so easy.
Yeah.
But then we ended up, making a comeback, and, we beat them. I think it was 24. And they were 21.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So it was a good game. Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing with the Packers 49ers game. It was very, back and forth.
Yeah.
It was a really fun day because it was my friend Tiffany Hines. It was her birthday, so she's like, I'm just gonna. It was over, the weekend, so she's like, I'm just gonna have a. Kind of like a birthday party thing, for myself.
Sounds good,
she just joined like a fantasy football league, she's like asking people questions. She's like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm learning. And see, that's one thing I could never do because it would absolutely rule my life.
Really?
Like I'm bad enough as it is with my teams. It's like to have to pay that close attention to so many other teams
because
I take it so personal.
Do you really?
I mean, I just, it affects my emotions so much.
Wow.
I'm like a dude when it comes to that. Like, I'll be like, oh man, we lost. And
so
I'll
you're
be
really
like,
into
sad
it, huh?
for a while.
I mean, I saw the picture you posted with all your clothes, with all the uniforms,
you
with your jerseys.
Yep. I pulled out all my Bears wear.
What do you
wear.
Have there?
That's
so it's all Bears stuff?
Yes.
That's
all my bear stuff.
I know, like Walter Payton and shit.
Yes, that is like my most prized possession. That's the one I wore yesterday. That's my legit Walter Payton jersey.
What do you mean legit? Was that a real?
Well,
a real
it's.
One?
I mean, it's actually it's made for okay. a female.
Okay, so it's thing. Not like he gave it to
me,
you or anything.
It fits me nice. Okay. You know, so that's yeah, that's my all ultimate right there.
Okay, so it's not one that he gave you or
and
anything.
And that no, he died. He's not around anymore, unfortunately. But he's an absolute legend. I mean, I grew up, you know, hearing his name, and he did a lot for the Bears. Yeah. Number 34.
Yes.
And and it's the one I wore yesterday. But yes, I do have many other like jerseys and T-shirts and tank tops and all my Bears wear. And I made sure I actually didn't really realize how much I had.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I was like, oh, here we go, season starting. Gotta open up. I have these suitcases under my bed that have all like my winter clothes.
Right.
You know, because right now it's all my summer clothes in the closet.
Right.
So I opened up the suitcase and I just started pulling the stuff out and I was laying it out on my bed. All of a sudden I looked and I'm like, wow.
Well, you've got
I have a lot of Bears wear. I'm like, I don't know. I kind of want to take a photo of it because it just looked just the way I laid it out. It just looked so presentable.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, why not? And
Bears fan,
people seem to like it. Of course, some people were giving me shit about it.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not a Bears fan, but
so do you go like to bars where there's Chicago Bears fans and stuff?
Yes.
To watch?
Actually, there's a place called The Parlor, and it's super fun, and that's why Tiffany chose to have her birthday party there because we love going there. Mm-hmm. It's also really great for Monday night comedy. I think I might be there tonight. I might go to parlor and see my friends do some stand up.
Okay.
So that should be fun. But yeah, it's originally actually it's a Ravens bar.
Oh really?
The Parlor. Uh huh.
Oh, okay.
But it was the Ravens already lost. That's another sore subject. I'm not gonna go there right now. Well, we gotta talk about happy sports today.
Yeah.
but it's really cool because, most of the time it's they have the one side of it open and then they have like an outdoor patio area and they turn the TVs around so people can sit outside, and then they have fire pits for at night that they light up, and then there's, because it's so popular and so busy, there's actually another bar. So it's like the patio is in the middle and then there's another room with another bar, and they hang this huge like Bears flag in there. So I called it the Bear Den. And they're like, no, actually that is what it's called.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so cool. Cause I've gone there before to watch games, but usually, like last year all season I was at my buddy Dre's house and they would set up like three TVs in the living room. Oh yeah. And that was just like, that was my, every Sunday I'd wake up, go there, and we would not leave the couch. We would order like yummy.com or something, and they would bring us our food. And like we wouldn't even leave all day. It was just football until the games were over, and then I'd go home. but yeah, those every single Sunday without fail.
So what, you like shout and scream and stuff? Is that why you lose your voice?
I do. Okay. I go pretty crazy. I get so into it. So I like, yesterday was kind of funny because at the same time, it is her birthday party, so she's got a lot of girls there, and most of them, they're all dressed all cute, thinking, oh, okay, the Parlor, because most of the time, like, everyone that goes there, especially on comedy nights, is just super good-looking.
Really?
Super, like, dressed up and cute, but, I mean, it's different. When it's a sports day, I've got my game face on, I got my jersey on, most people do, and they're all yelling and screaming at the TVs, and there's this poor group of girls that are dressed all cute, sitting there in the corner like, what's going on? And I'm all like, they're like trying to have conversation with me. And I'd be like, yeah, that's cool. Meanwhile, keeping one eye on the TV, and I'd be like, oh, no way. That's awesome. What? Yeah, go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I'd just be like, they'd be like, whoa. I'm like, I'm so sorry. It's involuntary.
Yeah. Well, you're a diehard fan.
I am.
And that's
super fun.
That's what happens,
Yeah.
So it's good. So football season has started.
Yes.
And I don't know who else won yesterday, but I don't really care, I used to be really into football, but not anymore, so it doesn't really matter to me. But because I don't know, are there like any new inspiring players out there, I heard of this RG3 or something.
Yeah, he plays for the Washington Redskins.
Right.
He is amazing. I mean, that team was just not, you know, really going anywhere. And then, boom, RG3, Robert Griffin III, comes just, like, falls from the sky, I feel like. And you just hear his name everywhere. And they were doing so well. And then he got injured. He had a knee injury.
Oh, really?
That took him out for the rest of the season.
Wow.
Last year. And I was like, oh, like, I felt so bad.
Really?
I really did. Because he was really, really, really amazing player. Mm. And now he's back. So, you know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. He's recovered. And I guess he's already had, I think, a very similar, if not the same, injury before, too. So hopefully, as long as he can sustain without.
I know, they're crazy playing this game.
Injuries, then. I know.
You know, it's crazy. And they're talking a lot about it, about the concussions and all that kind of stuff. You know,
I mean, it's a very brutal game. It's scary because you see them, you know, they're clutching their arm or their leg and they're, you know, being, you know, pulled off the field and they're all like, like in so much pain. And it's like, oh my gosh.
Or imagine like a pile of players on top of you, you know, and they're all each one weighing like 250.
Oh, I know. There was quite a bit of fighting yesterday too.
Really?
There was the Packers 49ers game. A couple that they had to break some stuff up. Yeah, I'm like, what is this, hockey?
Yeah.
They're getting violent today. Yeah. They're fighting, but
that's funny. They're saying, I was reading here, where is it? I guess one fan fell to their death.
At the
game.
49ers game. He was wasted.
Oh, is that the 49
game? Yes, and he fell off
at
like
Candle
a bridge walkway.
Right.
Thing, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they found that he was very highly intoxicated.
Oh, God.
And, it's like, oh, man, really?
Yeah.
Like, you're drunk with your buddies, you're, you know, tailgating, whatever, and it's like, all right, you know, pre-gaming, and now it's time to go see the game, and it's, you know, game over.
He's too fucked up to watch the game.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Well, people love to party and shit.
Yeah, you know? They do, but, I mean, it was, I don't know, somebody would have grabbed him or something, he just went overboard. That's,
oh, well,
that's
what
really
are you
too bad.
Do? Yeah. So we're going to have a guest calling in a few minutes, a very special guest, a voiceover talent. And this is the person that's done Porky Pig since 1991. And that's like 25 years or something, you know. And so, I mean, that's a pretty nice job to have, I think, you know. So he's nominated for an Emmy, so we're going to talk to him in a couple of minutes. He's going to call in.
That's so exciting.
I know.
I got to have him do it.
Yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
All, folks.
He'll probably call in and do the voice right away, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Be in character and shit.
That's so awesome. I'm so excited for that. Like Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
That's what I grew up watching, man. Who doesn't love Looney Tunes?
That's true, yeah. Yeah. So,
well,
did you hear about that park ride where kids, like, it slams kids to the ground? I mean, 13 kids got hurt.
Oh.
At a ride, yeah.
Well, it's no fun.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's not. God damn, you know what I mean?
To the ground.
Yeah, it's like,
you mean
let
like
me
a,
see what kind of ride is
like
that.
Like a giant drop kind of thing where it raises you up and then it drops and you...
No, actually, like it's like they're showing the picture. It's the one where it kind of lifts you up and it goes around in circles or something, I think. So, like one of those swing rides.
Oh, like a G-force thing where it spins around. Yeah, then the floor is like supposed to drop.
Oh, no, not that
because
one.
Because it's
not
gravity.
That one.
No?
No. It's,
I don't know.
They call it a swing ride. It's like there's like swings and then it takes you around, you know. Like like a merry-go-round or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with
you're
hanging
the swings
on
they,
it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Kids
that's
are getting hurt on that?
Yeah. I mean, they just like, I mean, 12 kids. Let's see. Mechanical malfunction.
Oh.
And it lost power and sent the children forcefully to the ground. Wow.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because it like lifts you up before it starts spinning.
Right.
And then, okay.
And then it stopped spinning, and they probably kept on going, you know.
And then it just dropped down, and
wow.
Oh, that's scary.
I mean, you know, you take your kids to a fucking carnival and shit, you know.
Oh, man.
I know.
What did you do this weekend? How was your weekend?
How was my weekend?
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to think. it was actually pretty boring, Mia. What can I tell you? It was a boring weekend. Yeah. No, I didn't do much, really. I just...
chilled out. Just,
yeah, I mean, I went to Hollywood for a little bit looking for some shoes and stuff. I didn't find anything.
Oh.
So, yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Here's our guest, so let's go ahead and take that. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Bob Bergen.
Yes, Bob. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Awesome. Awesome. So we're going to, we were just introducing you.
Okay.
And you're a very talented voiceover guy. And you've been doing Porky Pig for the past, what, 25 years or so?
Not quite, but about 23 years, yeah.
23 years. Wow, that's a long time, man. So you got the gig of your life right there, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm a lucky pig.
Yes, there you go. So yeah. I guess now it's like when people refer to you, it always has to do with that. I mean, you probably have become one with this character, right?
I am one with the pig. You know, it's funny. It's probably less than 10% of my workforce during the year, but it's the most high profile.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously.
It's iconic.
You know?
Yeah.
So this is interesting, you know, because you know, out of probably thousands of people, you know, auditioned for this, I'm sure, and you got it. How did that happen? Were you like the best voice, you think?
Oh, I don't know. I can't judge best voice because I'm not part of that process. But you know, I wanted to be Porky Pig since I was a little kid.
Wow.
And over the last 23 years, I've had to re-audition for him 4 times.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, if a project comes up, you know, a new project. When they were planning Space Jam, they said, "Well, let's audition," and I had to go in and audition.
Right.
The series that I'm doing right now, the Looney Tunes show. Uh-huh. They made me audition after doing the pilot because they brought in new producers who'd never worked with our cast. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't own the character. Warner Brothers does.
Right.
So I just kind of go with the flow.
Right. That's true. But I guess it helped since you wanted to be one from an early age. You probably practiced it a lot, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I was the kid in school where a teacher would ask me a question and I would answer the teacher like Porky Pig. So, you know, I went from obnoxious to a working actor in over a period of time.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I love Space Jam.
Yeah.
I watched that movie all the time.
Yeah. So give us a little bit of Porky Pig.
Just a little. I could do more.
Yeah, do more. So you.
I don't have a script.
Wow, that's good,
that's
man.
Amazing.
That's good. And you know what? I mean, you're the same company. I mean, you had to fill the shoes of Mel Blanc. You know, that's something.
You know, there's been a handful of us who've shared the voices over the years.
Right.
They've had about 5 or 6 guys doing Bugs Bunny and a few guys doing Daffy. And
right.
I've done Porky, Tweety, Marvin the Martian, Speedy Gonzalez. But none of us, as far as I'm concerned, come close to the genius that was Mel Blanc. He was just irreplaceable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the voices that he could come up with, you know, obviously, you know, Looney Tunes would never have been the same if it weren't for him, you know?
Agreed. And the thing is, he wasn't just a really great voice person. He was a brilliant actor who brought such character and such personality to the characters.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's no... I mean, these characters are just loved by everybody, you know, and it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Bob, you're nominated for an Emmy this year?
I am indeed.
Wow,
indeed,
that's
exciting.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, you know, after all these years, you deserve a little recognition, I think.
Well, that's what my mom thinks, too, but I like the way you think.
Have you been nominated before?
Yeah, this is my second nomination for Porky and for the same show.
Oh.
But I didn't win last time, so, you know, we've got our fingers crossed.
Right. Yeah, it would be nice, you know, to be recognized for all that work and stuff, you know. And so who are you up against? Some big...
Yeah, I've got some good competition, you know, some fairly talented people. Seth MacFarlane, Seth Green, Sam Elliott, Alex Borstein, and Lily Tomlin. You know, it's a nice group to be associated with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
You know, absolutely. So now when you got this gig, did you know it was going to last that long for you?
No. I had an audition, and I had a whole bunch of callbacks, And the whole process took months, and I got a phone call that I'm working on a show called Tiny Toons doing Porky. And they never said, congratulations, you're the voice of. They just kept hiring me for
really?
Different projects, for commercials, for games, for toys, for movies.
Right.
So it kind of evolved. And there are some years where there's not much done with the Looney Tunes, and there are some years, like right now, where we're doing a series.
Oh, wow.
So it just depends. Over 23 years, it's been busy, and it's been kind of dormant. But it just really it depends on what they've got on the drawing board.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're working for Warner Brothers now? Is that who you work for?
Well, that's the company that produces the Looney Tunes. So, yeah,
right.
When I'm working for them, it's Warner Brothers.
I see. Okay. And so give us some more voices. What other voices did you do? You said you did a lot of different ones.
Oh, well, for Warners, I've done Marvin the Martian.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
I'm going to blow up the earth. It obstructs my view of Venus.
I love Marvin. Man. That's pretty good. That's good. Do you do Daffy also?
No, but I do Sylvester Jr.
Okay.
Sylvester has a son. There's no Mrs.
Yeah.
Sylvester, but he's got a little son.
Right.
And Sylvester Jr. would see a kangaroo and think it's a giant mouse, and he'd be,
right.
Oh, Fabio, look, it's a giant mouse. Go get him, Pop.
That's true. I love that one.
When
they see the kangaroo and stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. So now he sounds a lot like his father, but a little different, right?
Well, Sylvester's voice is a little bit lower and sloppier.
Yeah.
Sylvester Jr. is a little bit my little boy.
But the voices are all very similar.
Yeah.
I do Henry Hawk, who's the chicken hawk with foghorn leghorn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the chicken hawk is sort of like this. I'm looking for a chicken. Are you going to come along quietly or do I got to get tough with you? But if you think about it, it's the same voice as Tweety.
Right, that's true.
It's the same voice, but the character changes. They're all very nasal.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And Sylvester Jr. is the same voice. And Speedy Gonzalez is the same voice. Except he's from Mexico. All right, Andre, hija!
So I imagine you've been watching all these cartoons since you were young.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. I used to have a tape recorder by the television set, and I would record cartoons, and I would memorize cartoons.
There you go. You see,
wow. See
I like
you
to
always
hear that.
Knew.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
I like to hear that because you obviously are living your dream now, and or your childhood dream. And
I think very few people really do for a living what their passion is. Most people just it's a paycheck, and you know they're doing what's safe. And
right.
There's a handful of us that said, "Hey, no, this is my dream, and I don't care what the competition is or what the statistics are. I'm just going to go out there and try it."
That's true, yeah. And you know, I imagine it's probably not. I mean, there's probably a lot of competition in this. And,
oh my gosh, yeah, and more today than ever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, are you looking at feature films also? Are you auditioning for those as well?
You mean live action?
Oh, no. Oh, you've done films. Okay, I see. You've done all these films here. I'm sorry.
Oh, I've done a lot of
Yeah, so not just
features,
television.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just television and stuff. Yeah. You've done quite a bit. I mean, you've got quite a list here. And so you're pretty busy. I mean, I see you did Wreck-It Ralph and The Lorax and Tangled. Those are pretty recent movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you keep
on
busy.
I've been very lucky. The majority of what I do is an animated feature or a show where I'm creating characters. So,
right.
Like I said, Porky, it's a little small percentage of what I do
right.
primarily. I mean, most of what I do is commercials. Most of what I do is, you know, selling products on radio and TV, and you wouldn't even know it's me because it's just my voice. My voice is very nondescript.
Right. So it just, this stuff pays the bills and everything.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
So who are you in Wreck-It Ralph? I love that movie.
Oh, boy, and it was so long ago that I did it, but a variety of different kinds of candy.
Mm.
And if you remember, during the race scenes, they had just candy with personality. So there were about six of us, and we just supplied the personality and voices to the candy.
Right.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you obviously you have to be an actor, too, to be able to do this. It's not just your voice.
No, in fact, you nailed it. That's when people ask me, how do I get into doing this? Well, you got to be a good actor first.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's all about the acting and the voice. You know, it's kind of secondary.
Right. Yeah. That I imagine that because that's why they spend so much money on voices by big celebrities and stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
because you know I think the voice in that case is probably not as important as the acting.
And the personality.
And the personality, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, when they hire Eddie Murphy for an animated feature, they're not looking for him to be anything more than Eddie Murphy because that's who they have in mind for that character.
For the character.
They were thinking of who to play Woody for Toy Story,
they took
a clip of Turner and Hooch, Tom Hanks,
and
they animated Woody doing Turner and Hooch dialogue, and that's how they figured out he was right for the character.
Oh, how cool.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
That's so neat.
Yeah, so this is a lot of fun, man. Well, we wish you a lot of luck with the Emmys. How can people help... I guess if you're not in the Academy or that, you can't really do anything, right?
No, in fact, voting is over. Voting closed about a week or two ago. Right now, just everybody think really good thoughts on the 15th.
Yeah, there you go. You know, everybody root for Piggy. Piggy. So Bob Bergen, thank you so much. All the best to you. And where can people find out more about you?
My website, bobbergen.com, or Facebook.
Okay, and you've got some YouTube clips that I got here as well.
Oh, thousands of them. Yeah. Lots of them.
Awesome. And I know you're also on Wikipedia and stuff, so you're all over the place. And
that's cool. You got a computer, you'll find me.
Yeah, there you go. Bob Bergen, thank you so much. And
thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Awesome.
All the
good
best
luck.
To you. Yes, good luck. We'll
thanks,
be following
I appreciate
you.
It.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Yeah, well, now we have something to look forward to in the Emmys, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's not a major category, but at the same time, you know, it's exciting for something like this.
Exciting.
I mean, yeah, he nailed the voices.
Oh, for sure.
On, you know. So.
For sure.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Man, I know.
It's so much fun.
I know. Okay, well, we have another guest calling. This was a last-minute thing, so we're gonna pick this up and see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Hello. You gotta turn off the radio there before we can talk to you.
Oh, done. I've got another person on the phone as well.
Okay, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Are you with us?
Hello.
Sorry.
Yeah, is this Vanessa?
It is Vanessa, and it's Cara on the phone as well.
Oh, Cara is there too. Okay. Because I heard us in the background, and I didn't understand what was going on. So,
sorry.
No, that's okay. Well, welcome to the show. I know I invited you a little bit late. It was after midnight last night, so by the time you responded, you wouldn't have had enough time to get here. But at the same time, we can cover this. So it's Cara also in calling us from the UK, right? Cara?
Yeah, hi. I'm from London.
You're in London now?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. We have a bad connection with her, so we'll talk to Vanessa mostly. So, Vanessa, you're visiting L.A. now on your on the tour
your
film. So tell us a little bit about the film.
So the film is it's very interesting. It's filmed in the U.K. It's basically about two brothers who have to kind of overcome a taboo, some shame and betrayal, kind of in the dark underworld of London. It's kind of about coming of age and fighting to survive. So
wow.
It's a pretty gritty film.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty heavy stuff. So, what is your role in the film? Are you the producer, the director? What do you do?
I'm the producer along with Leanne Filmaschek, who's also in London, and Cara, who's on the line, is the director and writer.
Oh, Cara is the director. Okay.
Oh, all right.
So, Cara, how did you get involved in the project?
I wrote Spine a few years ago and decided to make it shortly afterwards. So we just made it as a short film. It's a little stint to us in the feature that I wrote. So, it's been a few years in the making, and finally we've delivered it into the world, and we've got it into the Shorts Festival, so it's all very exciting.
Yeah, it sounds very
cool.
Good. So
congrats.
What's the name of the film?
Spine. It's called Spine.
Oh, Spine.
Spine.
Okay. Sounds good. So so how long did you say it took to make the film? Did you say 3 years? There's a delay, huh?
Yeah, it was 3 years. From start to finish, it was 3 years, which is kind of unusual, I guess, for a film that's only 8 minutes long. But we had other jobs, and we had to make our money other ways, and we had a lot of amazing people who helped us out who were also in the same situation. So when you're not... we don't have a budget to pay for people. We right. have to kind of negotiate around their time schedules. But we've been really, really lucky with a lot of amazing people that were willing to do that.
That's true, yeah. And I guess you'd have to be pretty creative to, get the whole message in like 8 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's a short film.
Cara's pretty good like that.
We all come from a fine art background, so I'm also a painter and I do a lot of drawings. Mm-hmm. So Spine is visually kind of quite extraordinary. It's not like most other short films you'll see.
Yeah. Wow, I can't wait to see it now. So where are people going to be able to see this, to watch it?
So I'm here in LA to support it, and it's in North Hollywood in the Lundy Theatre. It's part of the LA International Shorts Festival. So it's screening on Tuesday the 10th, which is tomorrow, at 7:45. So Tuesdays are pretty boring, I reckon. So if you've got some spare time, then come along and see it.
Yeah. So, wow. So it sounds pretty exciting. So it's part of a festival, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then it's a pretty big deal for short film, as well, because it's you could potentially qualify for an Oscar nomination or a BAFTA nomination, which is the alternate in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Really, really exciting for us.
Nice. How was it accepted in the UK? Did people seem to like it?
Well, it's actually premiering here in LA. The general public will get to see it.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay, so they haven't gotten the chance to see it yet in the UK. I see. Okay.
No.
So now, how many are in the cast, approximately? Is that a big cast?
There's four main characters, and then we've got extras as well. So it wasn't a big deal.
Right.
In terms of cast.
So I imagine a lot of drama in 8 minutes.
We had some amazing people there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounds pretty interesting. I mean, I'm going to go check it out. So that's tomorrow where? At the Lemley, where in North Hollywood, did you say?
The Lemley Theatre, yeah. Lemley 7, I think it's called. And it's on Lancashire.
Right, yeah. It's the Lemley Theatre, and they have a few of them. So make sure you go to the one in North Hollywood. And so that's tomorrow night, right?
That is tomorrow night.
Okay.
7:45.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a website or anything related to the film that people can see?
Yeah, we've got all that kind of stuff. We've got findthefilm.com. You can see the trailer, and you can find a bit more information about the cast and kind of how we put it together. We've got a Facebook page, which is Spine the Film, and we're on Twitter as well. And obviously through the LA Shorts Fest website, you can see us too.
Sounds nice. Okay, everybody, go out, check out the film, and congratulations to you. I'm sure you guys are really excited.
Very exciting.
I mean, after 3 years of having it released and stuff, it's like having a baby.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Almost.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Okay, Vanessa and Cara, thank you so much. And again, all the best to you, and thank you for calling in.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Cara.
Bye.
Yeah, there was a little delay with the UK line, man. So
yeah.
It's like you constantly think she's gone, you know, until you figure it out.
It's like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Big delay.
But yeah, it sounds like pretty heavy stuff, you know. I mean, I'd like to see that. I like short films, you know, because they're short. But they also squeeze in so much that you have to be really creative to do that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
to do it at such a short time and to keep obviously it's probably not hard to keep people's interest, you know, because it's not very long.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, I think something that short, if you don't present it well, it can be too abstract, you know, where you don't really get what's going on, you know.
Right. So, yeah. Well, I mean, they said it took them 3 years.
To
make it. So I'm sure it's all very thoroughly thought out.
Right. And yeah, I mean, it's just like I imagine it's such a great feeling to, you know, when you write a book or do a film or something or even a song,
yeah, and to then know it that finally it's going comes somewhere, out,
right? You know, and it sees that. The light of day. You know, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to them, Spine the film. Okay, where are we? So we had the two guests. We had Porky. We talked about him. And okay, so let's see. Somebody's texting me, and it's really distracting me now. But let's go. Did you hear that Alyssa Milano came out with a sex tape now?
Shut up.
No, really. Now, the thing is this, is that they're showing, I don't know if that's the actual movie, but here it says, let's see, funnyordy.com. I don't know what they
Funny or Die?
Oh, funnyordie.com. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, Ordy?
Ordy,
what the hell is that? So, yeah.
Funny
so
or Die.
Yeah. So, the thing is this, though. From what I'm seeing here that they're showing, okay, mm-hmm. she's only in lingerie. Mm-hmm. The guy's in a robe on the bed waiting for her. She's adjusting the bed, the camera. And then all they're showing is the camera pointed at the TV. They're showing somebody talking on TV, and then there's a mirror on the wall, and you can see like two people romping, you know, under the blanket or something, you know. And
what?
Yeah, and that's it.
That's
I mean,
not a sex tape.
I know. I don't know what the hell that is, man. But you know, and you hear moans and shit like that. But come on, you know. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine she would do something like this, but apparently it's out there. I don't know why people are doing this, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't. I was talking to somebody recently, and they said that they found, what was it, like Jimi Hendrix sex tape or something?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like something crazy
like
that.
Who made tapes back then? There were no tapes back then. There was all. Oh, but
like
it could have been like a
tapes,
film.
Like they found it. Somewhere.
Yeah, it could have been like those 8mm films or something.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no video back then. So,
right,
no,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It was like legit, wow. Like old school film.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh boy.
I know. Why do people film themselves, for crying out loud? It's the stupidest thing. And also to take pictures nude and send them to somebody.
Yeah, I've never
stupid.
Done that.
Stupid.
I've never taken a
yeah, and don't do it either.
Or
you know,
taking a video. Like,
yeah,
no.
Even if you love the person and you trust them and everything, don't do it.
Yeah, especially like you know, like this whole like Snapchat
right.
revolution. You know, uh-huh. I don't do it personally, but you know, I think in the beginning, you know, like these teens thought maybe it's kind of a way to like you know
That's
be
true.
Silly and send like dirty pictures. You know, try to be sneaky, but I mean, most of the phones, you could do like a screenshot.
That's true.
Like on the iPhone, you hold like down capturing. The middle button and the top button, and it captures the thing.
Screen.
So it's like, oh, well, you hold it down, and after 8 seconds, then it self-destructs. So it doesn't matter. Like, oh my gosh, seriously?
Yeah.
Are you really that thick-skulled? Like,
yeah, that, yeah.
Somebody
you know.
Could take a, you know, a screenshot of it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the thing is also, you know, you never know when somebody might get pissed at you, you know.
Exactly.
And then they're going to go and post it on the internet.
Exactly. And
you can't put the genie back in the bottle, you know.
No, I mean, way. I actually, you know, kind of stopped somebody from doing that one time. And I didn't know this girl, you know, very well. We just kind of like modeled together a little bit. And, you know, I guess she had really pissed off her boyfriend. And then it was her ex-boyfriend. But he posted, like, on Facebook, like, all these, you know, photos of her, like, really raunchy pictures.
Wow.
And, you know, and he's like, oh, what she did to me, you know, she broke my heart, she cheated on me, whatever, you know, regardless the, you know, the situation. But I'm like, listen, like, what if, you know what I mean, what if that was, like, your, like, sister
mm-hmm.
or your mother or your cousin or something, you know what I mean, and somebody was doing that? Like, just think about what you're doing. Like, you know, it might, you know, calm your rage for, like, 2 seconds to think that you got some sort of revenge, but, I mean, is that really what you want to do?
Right.
You know, and then he ended up taking them down.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
then
that
it's
was
too
just,
late, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they were...
So, I don't know. Maybe people that have their pictures taken or videos done, maybe they want to be seen, you know? Because otherwise, why would you do it? I mean, for whom, you know? Who needs to see yourself fucking, you know?
Yeah, it's not, I don't think
it's a pretty sight.
Oh, the sex tape? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I would not, yeah, I don't know. I mean, but then again, I mean, people are into some really weird shit out there.
That's true.
You know, so it's not like... Yeah. As long as you come to, like, any, you know, any shock value.
Yeah.
You know, people have done crazier things, so... Yeah.
I know. I wanted to bring up this thing. We're talking about something similar, but there's an iPhone app, bless you, that promotes cleavage staring. So, you know, it's like, it's called Tit Stare.
What?
Tit Stare.
Oh, my gosh.
And it features photos of people looking at women's cleavage. So,
Oh, okay. I thought it was like... gonna be some kind of app that, like, I don't know, that, like, zooms in on, like, you know, if you take a photo, like, zooms in on the female's
taws. No, it's
taws.
Just people preoccupied with down blouse, I guess. That's what they call it, right?
Oh, my gosh. So it's just photos of other people, like, checking out.
Exactly. It's not
chest.
Even photos of chests, but people watching them or staring at them.
Yeah, well, they have those and, like, you know, the Star magazines and People magazine, stuff like that. They'll have photos every once in a while, of, you know. And, of course, it just so happened that maybe he was, like, looking down at his drink or something and they snapped it at the right moment and they're like, oh, you know, James Franco is looking down, you know, Mila Kunis' top or something. It's like, well, no, like, not necessarily, but, of course, they're going to try to make it look like that's the case.
Yeah.
You know, anything they can get their hands on these days, they're like, oh,
I know.
We'll put it out there as scandal.
Yeah. But what I don't get is women that wear, like, deep cleavage, and then they're, like, concerned that people only look at their tits, you know? I mean, what the hell is that, you know? So, as a guy, it's hard because you have to keep on looking in their eyes.
Right.
And you can't look down, but it's, like, there, you know?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like, so you have to work hard, and you get distracted.
Even for females, you know? Even, like, it's like... You know, females stare too. Like, it's just something. Like, it's like, wow, that's a huge cleavage. You know?
And
exactly.
It's like, and, you know, so when you put a third of your tits outside where people can see them, you should expect it, you know? And, and that's why, you know, sometimes I'm just like, I'll stand near a woman and I'm not even looking. And she starts, like, fixing her shirt and all that. And then I become, like, self-conscious because I'm thinking, well, they think I'm staring at their cleavage or something, you know. And I'm not, you know. But it's really so, I don't know, either everybody just loosen up a little bit or just don't wear a cleavage top and that's it. You know?
See, for me, I'm just so oblivious. Like, I never, like, notice stuff like that ever. Like, other people will always have to, like, point it out to me and be like, oh, my gosh. You cannot stop staring at your boobs. Or, oh, my God, that guy when you walked by, he totally checked out your ass. Or, oh, my God, those guys are staring at you. Like, I never...
You don't
notice
it?
I'm so oblivious. I never notice anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's, like, super obvious, I guess. But I don't know. I never really pay attention to stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, well, most people, like, they look for that, like most girls, like to look around to see, okay, who's looking at me?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Am I in the spotlight right now? Is everybody checking me out?
Yeah. I guess some people are like that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I feel like a lot of
you can see that they go and they just pose, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Posers and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they just look around. Okay. Who's looking at me in my awesomeness? Like, oh my God, I took, like, 4 hours to get ready, so it better have paid off. Like, everybody, like, this is for you people taking this time to get ready. Okay, seriously, it's for you guys, so you might as well just stare because it's for you. Okay, there. Actually, no, really, it's for me. I just need, like, that gratification so people, like, think that, like, I'm really hot, and that's why I do it. So I just want everybody to stare at me. Sorry, I love doing that.
Yeah.
Bitch voice.
That's a good one, yeah. So, but yeah, I guess, you know, everybody wants to be looked at, but not stared at, you know?
Because staring is just plain creepy.
Yeah, especially, you know, I would imagine when you're a woman and you have a bunch of guys staring at you, you know, it was pretty, would be pretty.
Yeah, that's what I love about, you know, all these game days, because none of my jerseys have cleavage. So it's like, hey.
Well, you mean you're forced to wear cleavage underwear.
You know, I'm one of the guys. Like, okay, like, don't, you know, whatever. I don't think there's any jerseys that I own that are cleavage-y.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
So, did you go to any parties on the weekend, or just the football game?
I did, actually. I had a friend of mine's birthday party was Friday night, and that was cool. You know, we went out to there's this place called, it's kind of newer. I was there like when they first opened. It's called No Vacancy. And it's in Hollywood, and see, I don't really want to say too much about it, you know, because those of you that, you know, experience it for the first time, it's like, whoa, like it's, you know, it's an experience.
Oh,
for
really?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it's actually, it's a house. It's a really, really old house. It used to be like, I don't know, like Charlie Chaplin's house or something like that. There's like a whole story of history behind it. And they've kind of made it into like a bar sort of thing, and then outside there's like this outside patio area where they have the tables with, you know, the bottle service kind of thing, and it's just a really cool setup because they have a DJ and then they also kind of have like a live band. So it's a really, really cool feel. But that's all I'm gonna say. But yeah, if you go
check it out,
yeah, you'll be like, you know, from like the moment you walk in, it's like, whoa, oh, that was okay, that was kind of cool. So, yeah.
Wow.
And then, you know, it was drastic change from that to Bootsy Bellows.
Yeah.
That club used to be called Truesdale. And I feel like it, you know, it's like one of those places that they closed and then renamed and reopened, but they didn't really do anything different to
really?
It.
They
you
didn't
know,
change
it just
it
kind
anything?
Of looks the exact same. And they're like, oh, ta-da, newest, hottest club. Come check it out.
Yeah.
We have a new name, and that's about the only thing that's new. But, yeah, no, it's always crazy there and whatever. I don't know. But what's weird is that they have, like, the VIP room. They have to get, like, bracelets, you know, the wristbands for.
Right.
But I don't know. Sometimes, you know, it's not even really quite as fun as the other room. Like, it's just so awkward because it's so separated. You know what I mean? It's like two completely different DJs. Different rooms. Yeah.
So it's like two parties.
Where it's, basically. Where instead of like having like one, you know, big club and then you have like your VIP section.
Right.
So it's like they're still part of it, but they just have their own area. You know, but it's, it's two totally different scenes.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's, you know, it was a fun night. And then, we got into the Uber, you know, the, like, Uber drive. I don't know. Do you know what that is? It's kind of like a taxi service, but they're all, like, really nice, like, upscale, like, vehicles. And you actually, I mean, I don't have the app personally, but it's on your phone. And then it just goes right to your credit card, like, straight away.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about dealing with cash or whatever, but you know, just do it all on your phone. You let them know where you're at, and then it shows you how close they are and, you know, gives you a map of where you're going. And
I
then
think
you,
I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's a really brilliant idea. Because they're really fast, too. They're there, like, right away. There's so many of them.
Wow.
Yeah, so we get in the Uber. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, hold on. And he pulls out a bottle of Patron. And it's like, what? Like, I guess that was included, but he just gives it to us. You know, I don't know if they do that specially for birthdays or what. But yeah, that was my interesting Friday night. Oh, even actually backing it up to before that was at this place called Dimples. And it's been around forever, I guess. It's in like the Burbank area, and we all sang like karaoke, and it was just a crazy place. Like, they dump foam on you when you're singing, and you're like on stage.
Oh,
and
wow, fun!
They take pictures and videos, and it was a really, really fun time.
Sounds good.
I Okay. No idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're out of time. I'm sorry to
cut
you
really?
Off. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll totally talk about, because I had a cool Saturday night too, so I'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Mia. And
thank you.
We'll see everybody
tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show, or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.